Ben and Sophie, Wobie Secret. This is the story of Ben and Sophie. I think you've met them before. This is Ben.
Hi.
And this is Sophie. Sophie, you're on.
I think she just went to the bathroom.
Ugh. Kids, can we make this work just once? But hey, Ben, as long as she's gone, can you tell me what happened down in her basement?
I totally shouldn't, but okay. Don't tell her I told you, though. She'd kill me.
I promise.
Okay, here goes. It was a bright, sunny morning when...
Hi, I'm back. What did I miss?
Nothing.
We were just talking, Ben?
About what?
You know.
Ben was just telling me... Hey, what's the dog doing here? Jeez, kids, animals, this project is driving me nuts. Can we please just do the intro now?
Sorry.
Come on, Max, let's get you out of here.
Okay, quick, tell me what happened in the basement.
There was a skunk. She got sprayed by a skunk that somehow got into the basement. She couldn't go to school for 2 days. That's how much she stank.
I'm back. Let's do this. Are you ready?
yes. Yes. Okay. Here we go. This is the story of Ben and Sophie. Ben and Sophie are neighbors.
And best friends.
They live in a small town right next to a beautiful forest.
Where we found a robot.
Where they found a robot.
Called Wobie.
Kids, can you please stop interrupting me?
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. Ben and Sophie are best friends. They live in a small town next to a forest where they found Wobie, a mysterious robot whose creator, the professor, has gone missing. Ben, Sophie, and Wobie overheard a police officer.
That's my mom.
They overheard a police officer who happens to be Sophie's mom talk about the case and how they can get to the professor's lab. Right now, they're eating pizza.
In Sophie's house.
I'm here too.
Robot! Kids! Please! How many times do I have to tell you? This is my job. It's not yours. Right now, they're eating pizza together with Wobie the robot, trying to find out how to get to the lab as quickly as possible.
Have I mentioned how much I like pizza?
About 1,000 times.
But Wobie, you're not even eating it.
Of course not. I'm a robot. But it just looks so good. It reminds me of home. Oh, I miss my home. My dad used to eat pizza all the time.
He used to eat pizza in the lab? The same lab where we want to go next?
Yes, if that's what my home is called. Every day around 6, someone would come and bring a box with a pizza in it.
So your dad used to order pizza every day?
He must have been busy.
Yes, he was. He just kept working away on his TV.
A TV? You mean a computer?
I don't know how you call them. He had all kinds of TVs, or compoopers.
You must mean computers.
Wobie, we need to go to the lab to find out more about you.
But how do we get there? Can we walk there?
It's too far. It would take us about an hour, maybe longer. And Wobie can't walk properly.
Hey, I'm very proud of my walking abilities.
Let's just say you're not the fastest walker, okay?
But I can run, remember? I ran for exactly 7 minutes and 4.67 seconds and 3.678 milliseconds without falling when I had to run away from my dad's kidnappers. That's what you called them, right? My record before that was 5 minutes and 3.76 seconds. And the one before that?
Wobie!
What?
Let's just stick to the point, shall we? We know you did run to the forest where we found you after your dad was kidnapped, but there's no way we can run to the lab even if you won't fall down for 7 minutes.
And 4.67 seconds and 3.678 milliseconds, thank you very much. So what do you propose?
How about we take a bike?
Wobie won't be able to ride a bike. I have a better idea.
What is it?
What is it?
Let's take the bus.
Yeah, let's just take the bus with a robot. Great idea, Ben.
He's the size of a toddler, and we just tell everyone he's a kid playing a robot.
That could actually work. I still have the vampire costume from last Halloween. Maybe we could dress him up? Wobie, you will be such a cute little vampire.
Oh, what's a vampire? Do I have to do anything?
Don't worry, Wobie. Just don't say a word and we'll be fine.
Yes, Wobie. Just be completely silent and we'll make it work.
Okay, I'll try. But not speaking is really hard for me. And what's a vampire?
I'll explain it to you while we dress you up. I can't wait to see you in the costume.
Have you ever tried putting a vampire costume on a robot? No? Me neither. It took Ben and Sophie a while to dress Wobie up, get him out of the house, and walk to the bus stop. But they managed, even though...
Come on, Wobie! We don't have all night!
Yes, yes, I'm coming. This is the most uncomfortable I've ever been, I tell you. Can you explain to me again why you humans are wearing those clothes, you call them?
But Wobie, you look very cute. And scary. Your glowing eyes look really cool behind that mask.
Yes, and who knew my old leggings would fit you so well?
I am laughing very hard. Oh!
Gotcha!
Those stupid clothes, they make walking even harder.
Let's just get to that bus stop, shall we? It's right over there.
Quick, I can see the bus coming.
Wait for me.
Quick, you guys.
There we go, Wobie. Let me help you in. Whew, we made it. Let's sit back there, Wobie.
Oh, I'm falling again.
Wobie, quiet. Sorry, my little brother can't walk very well yet.
Wobie, didn't we tell you to keep quiet?
Sorry, you know how hard this is for me.
Wobie, be quiet.
Okay.
Shush!
Sorry.
Except for some friendly stares.
But there were no stares.
No, stares, like looks. You do your job, I'll do mine, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Except for some friendly stares, the bus ride was pretty uneventful for Ben, Sophie, and Vampire Wobie. Until...
Next stop, College Drive.
Ben, quick! This is our stop!
You said 5 stops, and this is stop number 4.
No, it isn't! It is stop number 5!
Shush, you guys! Are you sure we need to get out here, Sophie? There's no way we'll make it to the door. There are too many people.
Yes, I'm sure. I'll go first. Excuse me! This is our stop!
Okay, Wobie, let me help you. Remember, don't say a word.
Okay, I won't say a word.
Are you kidding me? Just be quiet, Wobie.
Guys, let's go. I can't hold the door open much longer.
Oh, no.
Shh. Excuse me, sir. My brother and I need to get through here. Thank you.
Finally. Get out.
That was very stressful for me. You should have warned us that this was our stop.
I did. I said 5 stops.
Yes, and I counted 4 stops. I'm a robot. Robots are always right.
Oh, are they now?
Stop it, you two. Maybe Sophie counted differently.
Oh, yeah? How can you count differently? Maybe this robot just can't count properly. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Wobie.
Oh, is it? I do know how to count, thank you very much. In fact, I can count to 1,500,001 in 2 milliseconds. Can you do that, human girl?
No, but I can use a calculator anytime. Thank you very much.
I am a calculator. Plus, I can record stuff and play it backwards. Can you do that?
Okay, you won.
Ha, thank you very much. But you still said 5 stops when there were 4.
Guys, we don't have time for this. Maybe Sophie included the first stop, the one where we entered the bus.
Yes, of course I did.
But that's not a stop, is it? It's us entering the bus, not a stop.
Stop it with the stops! Sophie, how do we get to the lab from here?
I think to go left. No, right. Wait. Straight on, and then...
Aha. And now you don't know the way, do you, little human girl?
Well, that solves the problem. They must be headed to the big lab, too.
Wow. I wonder why.
Because they are looking for my dad, stupid.
Don't call me stupid.
Yeah, that's not very nice, Wobi. But, Sophie, I think he might be picking up the way you speak. Remember how you called him stupid when we met him?
Yes, and then you called me dangerous, which I am totally not. I am not dangerous!
Yes, we know.
You are the sweetest little robot we've ever met.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
I wonder why that makes you so angry, though. You must have been programmed that way.
True, but why?
I don't know. I just have this weird energy flowing into me sometimes, and then I say things I don't really want to say.
You do? Wobi, you might have emotions.
Emo what?
Feelings, like when you want to cry, or laugh,
or shout.
You might actually just have been angry at me.
Of course I was angry. I'm a robot. Robots are always right, and you said I counted wrong.
Yes, Wobi, but being right can be wrong sometimes, too.
I think this is it. The big lab is right over there.
My home.
Shush. The police should not see us. Let's hide behind that car.
Okay. Do you copy? Do you copy?
Copy that. All clear inside. This looks like a very weird crime scene. Can you send in someone for fingerprints? Shouldn't take too long.
Copy that. Forensics are on their way. We'll make sure nobody enters or leaves the building. All entries are secured.
Thanks. Over and out.
Wow, Sophie, was that your mom through the walkie-talkie?
Yes, that was her.
Your mom is the coolest.
Well, she is. Kind of. Sometimes.
So what do we do now?
We go and have a look at the lab. What else?
But didn't you hear? All entries are secured.
There's always a way.
Indeed there is. I might just have the thing you need.
Wait, they're coming back.
Can you hear me? There's been an intruder. I repeat, there has been an intruder. Someone just jumped out of the window and ran away.
And I hope you got them?
Unfortunately, no. The purse was too quick. They just disappeared.
That's impossible. Search the area. Hang on. I'll be out in a minute.
Over and out.
This is getting scary.
It's exciting. So what's your magical solution, Wobi?
Wait. One forward, five right, two forward, seven left, one forward, and open sesame. Start at the TV sign.
What was this?
Was that your dad, Wobi?
Yes, he told me to play this if I ever got lost outside the lab. This is the key to getting back in.
But didn't he tell you to delete everything from your memory?
Yes, except this. He said to keep it safe for emergencies.
Huh, but what does it mean?
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
What is Open Sesame? Like Sesame Street, the TV show?
Oh, isn't it a phrase from a story?
Yes, it is. Open Sesame is a magical phrase in the story of Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, from a collection of tales called Arabian Nights. It opens the mouth of a cave in which 40 thieves have hidden a treasure.
Uh-huh. So you don't know what a dog is, but you know all about Arabian Nights.
Sophie, he only knows what his dad wanted him to know. This must be important, so he gave him that knowledge.
Okay. Let's see. It must be a code to open a door, then. Wobi, play it again, please.
One forward, five right, two forward, seven left, one forward, and open sesame. Start at the TV sign.
One forward, five right. This sounds like instructions for a dance.
Or steps. He's giving us directions.
But that's useless if we don't know where to start.
Start at the TV sign. Sesame and TV. Maybe he does mean Sesame Street. Is there a Sesame Street sign somewhere?
No. But we are standing right next to a street sign.
That's it. Start at the street sign.
One step forward, five right.
Two forward, seven left.
one forward. So where's the magical door? I don't see anything.
Maybe we chose the wrong street sign.
Maybe. Let's try again. Oh.
Gotcha!
Thank you. Those stupid clothes I seem to have stumbled over.
Over a manhole cover!
A what?
A manhole cover. It covers the entry to the sewer.
Sounds gross.
It is. We're not going down there. Do you even know what the sewer is for?
But look, it says Sesame on the cover. It must be a secret entry to the lab.
I absolutely refuse to go down there. I'm afraid of the dark and smelly things.
But Wobi, it's what your dad wanted you to do.
I hate to admit it, but I think you're right, Ben. We need to go down there.
But there might be rats down there, or alligators.
Wobi, where did you get that from?
I saw it on TV at your house. I even have a recording. I do not like the sound of them. Plus, I'm still wearing those stupid clothes.
There are no alligators here, Wobi. And rats are actually really smart and sweet. Plus, sorry, but you gotta keep wearing that costume. You look really cute.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Come on, let's go down there before anybody sees us.
Okay, let's lift the cover together.
One, two, three!
Together, they lifted the cover and opened the manhole. It took them a while to convince Wobi to go into the sewer with them, but eventually they made it down the narrow ladder into the darkness.
I don't like this.
Ugh, yes, it's dark and cold.
Speaking of cold, where's your cape, Wobi?
Oh, I must have lost it on the way down.
Well, at least it's dry in here. The sewer must not have been used for a long time.
Ben, can you please turn on the flashlight?
But I don't have a flashlight.
I do. I can turn my eyes brighter to lead the way.
That's so awesome.
Ah! I can see a rat! A really big one!
Where?
There! Right behind us when I looked back. It disappeared behind that curve.
Wobi, relax. There are no rats down here. It's probably just a shadow.
Ah, yes. That calms me down. Whose shadow, if not a rat's, could it be?
I'm sure it was nothing. Maybe your eyes are playing tricks on you.
What was that?
Now I'm scared too.
I don't know! Maybe it was the rat or an alligator?
It sounded more like human steps.
Hello? Is anybody here? Whoever you are, we are armed with a very dangerous robot.
But I told you, I'm not dangerous.
I know, Wobi, but they might not know.
Whoever they are, listen.
Ah, it is a rat, like I told you.
You might be right. Some kind of animal, anyway. Let's just walk on, okay?
Yes, come on, this way.
Didn't find any fingerprints in here? That's interesting. Very interesting.
It's my mom again.
We must be right below the lab. Look, I can see light coming in from up there.
I'm finally home.
Shh, Wobi.
What was that? Did you hear someone too? Weird. Anyway, I think we're done here. Let's close up.
I think she's gone.
Yes! Let's go in then.
But how?
Hang on. I'm in!
How did you do that?
I don't know. I just knocked on the top here, and it moved.
Beginner's luck.
Come on, you guys. This is very cool and very interesting.
Lift me up, Ben.
Okay. One, two, three!
Thank you. I'm home. But it looks different.
How different?
There used to be plans and maps all over the place.
Maybe the police took them. It's evidence.
But usually, they don't take stuff from a crime scene. If this was a crime scene, anyway.
Wobi, what did the plans look like?
They looked very complicated. Lots of lines and arrows and colors and lots of numbers.
Do you see anything else that's missing?
Let me see. Yes, my dad's TV. The small one where he used to type on a lot.
You mean a laptop?
Computer, laptop, TV, it's all the same, isn't it?
Sometimes it's hard to believe you're a robot. How can you not know about computers?
Yeah, your dad clearly taught you more about stories and feelings than about computers.
But what does that help now?
Yes, what does that help?
Oh, it's one of the evil twins.
How? Why? Where?
What the? What are you doing here, Michael?
Michael, where are you? I hate it down here.
Come on up, then. They're all here. The strange little robot is here, too.
Ha! Wait.
Well, hello, little robot.
Hello, evil twin girl.
How did you get here?
We followed you all the way from Sophie's house. Who's so smart now, huh? Benny boy.
But I didn't see you getting on the bus.
That's because we rode our electric scooters.
Yeah, they are super fast.
Although the bus went faster than us, we almost missed you.
Luckily for us, we found a certain vampire cape next to a certain manhole.
After that, it was easy.
So it was you we heard in the sewer.
The rat, you mean? Yeah, that was totally me. Duh.
I've never seen you guys so scared. This was so worth it.
And now, what do you want to do?
How about us helping you find your so-called dad?
The crazy professor?
How do you even know about him?
Let's just say we know much more than you would like us to.
You spied on us.
You are evil. I don't like you.
You know what? We don't like you either.
Yeah, playing your tricks on us? Maybe this is all a dream, or a movie, or blah blah blah. Who's dreaming now? Not us, I can tell you.
So why are you here? Do you really want to help us?
Well, at first we just wanted to see your faces when we appear.
But finding a missing professor and solving a real crime sounds much more interesting.
How do we know we can trust you?
Yeah, how do we?
You have our word for it.
Ha! Your word? That wasn't worth anything last year, was it?
We made the mistake to trust you before, and you made us look stupid.
In front of the whole school!
Yeah, that was fun.
But it's different this time.
How different?
I don't know, maybe because you don't have a choice?
We can either work on this together, or we can tell your mom what you're hiding under that sweet little vampire costume, Sophie.
I bet she'd be very interested.
Very interested indeed.
I hate to say it, but they are right.
Maybe. But I still don't trust them.
I don't trust them at all. And robots are always right, remember?
Well, it's totally up to you.
Either we're in this together, or this little robot freak show here will soon be in the hands of the police.
Ah! I don't want to end up with the police. Maybe they'll take me apart.
Don't call him a freak show, you... freaks!
Sophie, calm down. I think we have no choice. We're in this together now.
Who's that?
Are you expecting someone?
No, you dumbos, be quiet!
Someone's coming. Quick, let's get back into the sewer!
Frankly, I wouldn't trust the evil twins. Would you? But it seems there is no choice. Anyway, they all made it back down into the empty sewer just in time before they heard someone entering the room. Who do you think it was? I won't tell you, but it looks like Wobi and his friends are up for a big surprise.
Sarah, did you close the hole?
What hole?
The one right above you.
Oh! Wait!
I'm scared.
Sounds like someone's searching the lab.
Someone who had a key to the lab.
Maybe it's my dad.
I don't think so. Listen.
Yes? I'm in.
Hey, that's my dad.
What is he doing here?
Shh! I want to hear what he says.
No, I can't find it. What? I can't hear you properly. Hang on, I'll put you on speaker. Speaker, stupid phone. Yes. Here you are.
I said, did you look everywhere?
What the? My mom and your dad? Are you kidding me?
Shh!
His notes are missing too.
There weren't any fingerprints. Someone did a very good job at clearing it out. And very quickly.
They left no trace. None at all. Have you heard anything from him?
Unfortunately, no. The few leads we had led to nowhere.
So he just disappeared like that. Boom. That doesn't sound like him at all.
I know. We're working on high speed to find him. Listen, I have to go. Let me know if you find anything. Take care.
Will do. Take care of yourself. Wait, did you see the kids today? I had a feeling they're up to no good. Hello? She's gone. Busy, 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 as always. Well, I've got work to do, too. Let's see. Where would you hide it? Not here, obviously. Nor here. Well, well, well. Must be somewhere. Very clever, Mr. Super Smart Professor. I just wish you trusted me more. Oh, darn phone again. Yes, honey? No, I haven't seen Ben. Where am I? I'm on my way home. Yes. Yes, I know. He must be with Sophie. Probably in the treehouse. Yes, I'll be there soon. Ish.
Well, that was unexpected, wasn't it? So Sophie's mom and Ben's dad knew the professor? What? Do they know about Wobi? And what were they looking for in the lab? Let's find out.
Wow, my mom and your dad
are working together?
And they both knew the professor.
What exactly does Ben's dad do? Is he a policeman as well?
He's a reporter working for a very important newspaper.
Ben, remember when your dad gave you the RC robot? The one that looks just like Wobi?
Yeah! This can't be a coincidence.
What do you mean, a robot that looks just like me?
A couple of weeks ago, my dad got me a robot that looks like a miniature version of you, Wobi.
That's how he knew how to recharge you. It works exactly like you, too. Except it can't talk.
You mean you got a mini-me of the Robot Freak Show at home?
Yes. And now I'm thinking...
Your dad got it from someone who knew Wobi.
So that means my dad must have gotten it from your dad, Wobi.
Whose dad? I'm losing track with the parents here.
The robots, of course. The one they call the professor. Wow, Sarah. Who knew you could think so well? You're right.
So let me get this straight. My dad, a reporter, knew Wobi's dad, the professor.
And he knew him well enough to give him a top-secret mini Wobi.
Well, it can't be that top-secret with your parents knowing about it and all.
My dad keeps saying he's working on an important story.
Wobi, maybe you are his important story.
Wow! You guys, you're making my brain explode again.
Yes, and it's getting a little cold down here.
And the alligators might come back.
Huh?
Yes, they are everywhere. How many did we see on the way here, Ben?
10, maybe?
What are you talking about?
The alligators, Sophie. The ones we saw when we came down here.
Why are you winking at me, Ben?
Oh, I see. The alligators.
There were 20 of them, I think.
There were 32. I counted them. Together, they had 2,560 teeth. Dangerously sharp teeth.
That's weird. We didn't see them.
Yeah, you're just playing tricks on us again.
Oh yeah? So how do you explain this?
Wobi, play the alligator sounds. Oh no! They're coming after us!
Quick! Let's get out of here!
Wobi, you can stop now.
I think they're gone.
Finally. I do not trust them at all.
Okay. Let's go up into the lab again.
And make sure they can't get in.
Wobi might be right. The evil twins can't be trusted. But it might also have been a mistake to anger them. Will they really go to the police now? We'll see. For now, Ben, Sophie, and Wobi are taking a closer look at the lab.
Okay, let's make this quick. I want to be home before the twins notice we tricked them.
Wobi, you said there are maps and plans missing. Do you have a photo of them?
Can you even take photos?
I can record stuff and play it backwards, but only audio.
Audio what?
For your ears, not for your eyes. It is derived from the Latin word of...
Oh, Wobi, stop. I get it.
So you can really speak forwards and backwards?
Of course I can. My name is Wobi. Now,
that's funny. It sounds like gibberish.
Or a very strange foreign language. But you should rather help me find out what's missing here, Ebo.
Help me, Ebo? Wait, that sounds familiar. Wobi, play your recording again.
Which one? The alligators?
No, the other one. The one of your dad getting kidnapped.
We don't know yet if it was a kidnapping.
Whatever, just play the recording, Wobi.
I don't see the point of listening to it again, but here it is.
Help me, Ebo. No, but with your battle of the door. Well, the door new. Personally, it's eating his shelf.
Shut up!
Help me, Ebo. Wobi, your dad said your name backwards.
Yeah, and if he said your name backwards, he might have said a lot more this way.
That would be typical. My dad loved playing tricks like these.
Wobi, play your dad's part again, but backwards this time.
Why, Wobi, go to the lab where you were born. You know the clue. The question is the answer.
Ah! Ash!
Patoosh! I like that.
Go to the lab where you were born. We're in the lab already. You know the clue. The question is the answer. This is not very helpful, is it?
I do not know the clue. In fact, I have absolutely no clue what the clue might be. The question can't be the answer, can it? This does not make sense.
Your dad seems pretty weird, Wobi.
Hey, don't insult my dad. He's the nicest person I know.
Oh yeah? And how about us?
You guys, stop arguing. Let's focus on the goal. We need to find whatever is supposed to be in here.
Maybe it's one of these trick questions where you have to think outside the box.
What box? We're not in a box, are we?
That's just a saying, Wobi. Like, the grass is greener on the other side.
Or, if life hands you lemons, make lemonade.
That's not making it clearer. Why are we talking about grass and lemonade now?
Sometimes words don't really mean what they mean. Well, they do, but in another way.
Yeah, like if life is hard on you and handing you sour lemons, make the best of it and turn it into sweet lemonade.
Or wherever you are, the place where you're not might look better because you can imagine it to be nicer, the grass greener.
You humans amaze me. Where do you learn that stuff?
I don't know. At school, maybe? I feel like we just know.
So, if words don't mean what they mean, which sounds crazy to me, thank you very much, what does the question is the answer mean? Do you just know this too?
I've never heard it.
Me neither. But Wobi, he said, you know the clue. So it must be something you know, not us.
I don't know much about words, it seems to me. I know a lot of them, though, and I know how to spell them all.
Wow, so you know more than I do.
Maybe the answer has something to do with spelling?
How do you spell question?
Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N.
Well, that didn't help. The question is the answer.
Wait! Maybe we don't need to spell the word question, but a question?
Yeah! A question always ends with a question mark.
So we need to find a question mark?
My head is like one big question mark right now.
Mine too. But Wobi, you're supposed to know the clue. Think about it. Is there a question mark here in the lab somewhere?
I don't see any. Do you?
Wobi, it's you! Whenever you ask a question, a small question mark appears right here, next to your left hand. Look!
What?
It's true. I can see it too.
How do I not know about this?
I don't know. But maybe it's a button.
To open sesame again. Wobi, ask a question.
Question. Question.
No, you have to ask a question. Like this. Question? Not like this. Question.
Ah, yes. Like this? Question?
That's it. Now, Sophie, press the mark when it appears.
Question? Question? Nothing happened.
We must have been wrong.
Guys, are you up there?
You tricked us! Wait until we get you.
The evil twins are back! What do we do now?
Look, something's opening! A hidden door right over there!
The question mark!
It must have activated something. Wovi, you did know the clue.
So let's go in there.
Yes, before the nasty twins can follow us.
We'll get you. Revenge is ours, little robot.
Would you like to know what Ben, Sophie, and Wobi find behind the secret door in the lab? Will it be Wobi's dad, also known as the professor? Will Sarah and Michael go to the police? And most importantly, what is it that makes Wobi so special? Stay tuned for the next episode of Ben and Sophie, Wobi's Secret.
I can't wait.
Ben and Sophie, Wobi's Secret is based on an idea by Max Graff, our master storyteller, and has been produced by the Spoken Movie Project in 2020. Ben is Dina Desner. Sophie is Dana Miller. Wobi, Sean Williams Sr. Sarah is Madison Brunaler. Michael, Hillary Fingerman. Sophie's mom, Hillary Fingerman. Ben's dad, Noah James. And me, the narrator, John Armand. The Spoken Movie Project is listener-supported. Please help us keep the series ad-free and visit www.spokenmovieproject.com to make a donation today.
In the beginning, everyone was nice. But over time, so slowly that no one could say when it started, the fairies and the ponies got mean. Rumors spread across the land that they were to blame for various things gone wrong, things gone missing. And before you knew it, it was common knowledge that the fairies and ponies were bad. Beatrice knew this better than anyone because, although she couldn't prove it yet, she knew that the fairies and ponies had stolen her egg. And stealing a dragon's egg, in Beatrice's opinion, was going too far. But to confront them, she would need the help of a knight. To find out what happens next, please subscribe to Fairies and Dragons, Ponies and Knights on your favorite podcast player.